Today's shiur is dedicated by Yael and Yosef Gorovich for Refu Shleima for Mr. and Mrs. Moshe and Elaine Rubin. Today's shiur is dedicated to Zichu Nishmas, Moshe Yitzchak Ben Yechiel. Today's shiur is Masechet Nazir Daf Tezvav, and we will begin on Daf Tezvav Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. The Pasuk says, the Mishnah says, Hareini Nazir Kishiel Ben. Somebody makes a declaration that I'm going to be a nazir when I have a son. That is going to be a 30-day naziris. And he also makes a declaration for nazir me'ayoyim. I'm going to be a nazir for 100 days. And he begins immediately to count his naziris. He begins to count his naziris at that point, and then his son is born. Noila ben at shivim. If a son is born to him at day number 70, lehefsa klum, because what will happen is he will fulfill both naziris at both time. He will have already begun his 100-day naziris. It's day 70. And now, when his son is born on day 70, he'll have to also keep a 30-day Naziris because of his son. And he'll keep those two Naziris together. And he'll keep both those Naziris together. Now, as all the Rishonim explain, since these two Naziris, the Naziris of the 100 days and the Naziris of the 30-day of his son, can overlap, so there's no reason that he shouldn't keep both Naziris at the same time. That's what Tosfos explains, and that's what the Rosh explains in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. Because since he took on both Naziris, and he said he started the 100-day Naziris before his son was born, and now his son, Baruch Hashem, was born, now they could overlap. However, if his son were to be born only l'acha, shivim, after 70s, so now there's less than 30 days remaining from his 100-day naziris. The halach is soiser shivim. It interrupts the shivim. And as the Rishonim all point out, the word interrupt, the word soiser doesn't mean it overturns. What it means is that it interrupts. And then the halach is that he has to keep his son as a naziris. Now, since he can't fulfill all of his son's naziris during this time, because there's less than 30 days remaining to his 100 days, naziris, ain't tachlachas. And the halach is, as we've learned previously, that you have to have at least a hair growth of 30 days to be able to complete your naziris. Here, there wouldn't be 30 days during this overlap period because the baby, the son, was born only after the 70 days. So therefore, since they won't coincide and he wouldn't be able to cut his hair on that day, so therefore, he has to count a separate naziris for his son. And again, the svar here is that if the son was born anywhere before the 70th day, so then you could have this overlap. And since you could have this overlap, and they'll end basically at the same time, then the halacha is that they can overlap. But in a case where there won't be a complete overlap, where there cannot be a complete overlap, then the halacha is there is no overlap. So there's a very interesting question that the Paiskim based on this Gemara. The Shilti Gebayrim discusses a situation where somebody took upon himself to fast for 40 consecutive days. And now, during those days, those 40 days that he took upon himself to fast, the Sereshi made tshuva fill. And this person who made this took upon himself to fast these 40 days, also has a minig to fast during the Seres Yemei Tshuva. the fast that he's doing because of the 40 days for can be covered with that or not. So the Shilter Gebairim, following the line of reasoning we've just learned in our Mishnah, says that the only time it could work is if all of them, all of the days, if all of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva that this person fasts during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva fall then during the 40 days. But if they're going to be some of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva outside of the 40 days, so he's going to have to keep those fast days of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva separate from the 40 days, very much in line with what we just learned in our Mishnah, says at that point the Shilta Gebairim that he couldn't cover the they couldn't be covered both at the same time. But there's another tshuva from the Shas Tshuvas Maril, where there was a man whose wife had made a nether to go to the Kivrei Tzaddikim for in a certain city. She had made such a nether. And then it turns out that she also has to go to that city for a business purpose. Can the fact that she has to go to the business for the business reason, and therefore she'll use that opportunity to go to the basic forest, be fine? So the Maril says that, of course, the fact that you could, so to speak, kill two birds with one stone doesn't bother us. And the halacha, therefore, he says, is all the considerations that we just discussed, that is it similar to our Mishnah or not, is not relevant. Similarly, the Mishnah Berurah paskens that a person could fulfill two tanesim with one case, that's in a case, the Mishnah Berurah says, where he didn't take upon himself a fast. The Mishnah Berurah seems to say, but if today's a fast day, it's a fast day for two different reasons. So then you don't have to make up that fast day. And that one fast day could cover both. But in a situation where the two fast days are not for the same reason, says and moreover, explains the Mishnah Berurah, it's a case where I took on a fast day because of a nether. So I don't have to fast on a day that I have to fast anyway. And therefore, I would have to fast on a separate day. According to Mishnah Berurah, it could be that somebody who took upon himself to fast for 40 days cannot let those 40 days be covered with the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Maybe it could be covered with Yom Kippur, and maybe not even that, because this is a voluntary situation. There's an interesting discussion. Here we're saying that since the person took upon himself, Hareni Nozel, and this has been a factor in all of our current shiurim, the person said Hareni Nozel Chashiyeli Ben, and he also said, I'm taking upon myself 100 days Naziris. So what's quite clear in our shiurim is that when a person accepts upon themselves two Naziris, they have to go in consecutive order. And the halacha requires that the first obligation should be followed and then the second obligation. Yes, we have the case of our Mishnah where you can't fulfill the first obligation first because you didn't have the son yet. But it's clear that the Mishnah says that first obligations need to be satisfied first. So the Chashuk Echemet discusses interesting shaila, that there's a person who owns an apartment and he gives out the apartment to people who need an apartment. And what happened was, there was a person who obligated himself to a family that when they're going to need, when apparently vacating their apartment, and he says to them, when you vacate your apartment, you'll be able to come to my apartment to be there until you find an apartment. Meanwhile, before this family vacated their apartment, someone else approached him and didn't have where to live, and the apartment was empty. He let them live there. Not a first family that he promised the apartment to comes. The question is, does he have to tell the second family, well, I gave my word to the first family, and now it's their turn because I gave them the first obligation. So he wants to compare this to a case that the Gemara Masechet Kedushin says. The Gemara Masechet Kedushin, Daf Nun Ches Amabez, says, "Ha'oim Elisha Areit Mekadeshes Lilach Shloshim Yoim." I'm making a Kedushin with you, which should be effective in 30 days. And then somebody else was Mekadesh that woman before. The halacha is that the second Kedushin is the Kedushin that's followed. And the first person's Kedushin will not be effective, because when the time for that Kedushin to be effective comes, she's already a married woman. So the same thing here. Even though he gave the first family his word, but once the second family moved in, the first family lost their opportunity. But then he says that, no, Kedushin is different. Because once you do Kedushin with a woman, she becomes your wife. And once a woman has Kedushin, she becomes the wife of the person who did Kedushin with her. And that can't just disappear, even though maybe she made a commitment to someone else. So he says, however, our Gemara should be a proof that commitments are obligated between individuals. And first, if you make a commitment first, that's the commitment you have to honor. Therefore, he wants to suggest that even though the second family moved in, the first family maybe has the right to say, well, we got the first commitment, and you have to move out. He does, however, suggest that, and this is interesting, and it's, of course, difficult to measure, that he says that one of the things we should take in consideration in this entire issue is, he says, who needs the apartment more? And he says if the second family perhaps needs the apartment more, the first family could find somewhere else to live, that should be taken into consideration. Says the Gemara Amar Rav. Somebody says, Hareni Nozlech Shia Ben, for Nozim Yoim, the case of our Mishnah, and now he had the baby on Yom Shivim, on the 70th day, on day number 70, Oilokan Olokan. The remaining 39 days, he has remaining 39 days overlap, and on day 100, he does the Nazir, both Naziris and end. Ask the Gemara on Rav's opinion. Tanan, we just learned in the Mishnah, asked the Gemara, Noilaloi at Shivim, if the child was born before the 70th day, or on the 70th day, Loi Hifsit Klum, he is able to cover both Nazirisin. Visal Kedatach, if we're going to say that Rav is correct, and the way to understand the opinion of Rav is that day number 70, it covers both. Day number 70 is the continuation and being day 70 of the 100-day Naziris, and it's also the first day of the son's Naziris. V'sakadatach oil kan al kan is guri masker. He's profiting with that son, because what happens is that we're counting this as day number 70. We're also counting it as day number 1. And he'll be able to take a haircut on day 100. Had he not had this happening, he would only be able to take a haircut. If no child was born, then the halacha would be he would have to complete the 100-day Naziris and only take a haircut on day 101, which is when after the 100 days are over. Only because we have this unique situation where both of them are coinciding, do we say that he could take a haircut on day 100? And the Mishnah should have said it. Ella, says the Gemara, Medinhu, the Mishnah should have said, the Loilisni at Shivim. The Mishnah should have said that the person indeed in such a situation gained a day. Meshum the Tani Sefer, but because we learn in the Sefer the case of Achas Shivim, that if the baby was born after 70, Soiser Shivim, what happens that is, we don't have the overlap. Rather, what we do is we interrupt the first Naziris, and then we have to make up the missing days of the, we start a new Naziris, the 30-day Naziris, and we have to make it up. Tani Reisha, that's why in the Reisha we also learned Shivim. But the truth is that indeed, Rav will say that if the baby was born on day 70, he actually is profits an extra day. Tashma, so the Gemara wants to ask a different kasha on Rav from the Seif of the Mishnah. It said in the Mishnah, the Seif of the Mishnah, loy noil achas shivim, if the baby was born after day 70, then sois shivim, it interrupts, and you finish, you take the 30-day Naziris of the son, and then you do the 100-day Naziris. But ask the Gemara, given Rav's approach that the day the baby is born really is considered like 2 days, because it's a day of the 70 days and also a baby of the first day, it should have been that even if the baby was born on day 71, he shouldn't lose out. Answered the Gemara, my acher, when the Mishnah indeed says Rav use the words acher shivim, it doesn't mean after day 70, it actually means after day achr, it actually means day 72. Avol achr mamish, but what would be if the baby was born on day 71? Mai, what would the halacha be? Hachinami, the loy sasa. We could have this overlap. Ask the Gemara, if hachi, if that indeed is the halacha according to Rav, that again, since the baby was born the day 71, and since he was born on day 71, it could be counted both for a day of the baby and a day of the 70. And therefore, the halacha is that the last 30 days will be good for both. Ask the Gemara, my area, if that's the case, why did the Mishnah say, Noilet ad shivim lo hefsaklum? Why did the Mishnah say, as long as the baby was born before day 70? We have the overlap. I feel achas shivim, harmed my sister. It's even up to day 71, you could have this overlap. Shmamino, what is Pshat the Mishnah? It's either before 70, that's okay. Day 70 is okay. And after day 70, it's too late. V'chein, Masnisla Rav Shmina, that's what the Mishnah is coming to teach us. The Rav is incorrect. Ask the Gemara, for Rav, Kaman Omer L'Shmatze, Rav, who said that one day can be considered for two, the Yom Leda, we said, Rav explained, is considered a day for his Naziris, and also a day for the Naziris of his son, a day for the 100-day Naziris, and a day for the son, 30-day Naziris. Ilam Kabashol, says the Mar, it seems that the one that Rav is basing his opinion on is Abishol, the Tanan. The Mishnah Masechta Ma'akotin, Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis, discusses an individual who, Rachmana Litzlan, began Avelis before Yontif. Hakoivus Meisoi, and somebody who lost a relative for whom he asked to sit Avelis at Shiva Shloishim, Shloishim Yoim Kleinu Regal, if he sat Shiva for 3 days before Yontif, then when Yontif comes, Batal Memenu Gzer Shiva, the Shiva is forfeited, and he doesn't have to make it up. And all the halachas of the Shiva, he can't wash himself, he can't wear shoes, he can't learn Torah, all of them are completely over. The halacha actually is not this way. The halacha is actually that if somebody even sits Shiva for as little as an hour before Yontif, then the Shiva is interrupted. That is the opinion of Beis Hillel in Masechta Ma'akotin, Daf Chof Aleph Amar Aleph. And this opinion that we're learning now is based on Beis Shammai's opinion, because Beis Shammai's opinion is that only if he kept Avelis for 3 days before Yontif does the Yontif take away Shiva. Why? Because Beis Shammai's opinion is that the primary Shiva is performed during the first 3 days of Shiva. So if this Avol, Rachman Litzlan, kept 3 days of Shiva before Yontif, he doesn't have to continue it. Shmani Yom Kan Regel, if he was an oval. It was already from the Kfura to Yontif 8 days. Then the Allah is that Batl Menazer Shloshim. After Yontif is over, he won't have to resume the Shloshim. The Mutal Saper, he could take a haircut Erev Regel, Erev Yontif. The Mlai Siper, however, says the Brisa, if he didn't take a haircut Erev Yontif, he had a right to take a haircut before Yontif, because the Yontif overrode the Shloshim. But that's only if he did it L'Kavod Yontif. If, however, he did not take that opportunity to take the haircut before Yontif, now the halacha is, then Osel Saper Ach Regel, he won't be allowed to take a haircut after Yontif, meaning that the Yontif only interrupts the Shloshim and gives you special halachas L'Kavod Yontif. What the Yontif does not have the ability to do is completely remove the Shloshim. And since the Yontif does not have the ability to completely remove the Shloshim, since the Yontif does not have the ability to completely remove the Shloshim, after Yontif is over and there's no concept of Yontif anymore and Kavod Yontif anymore, so the halacha is that he won't be allowed to do anything, and he'll have to. And after Yontif, he resumes the halachas of Shloshim until the Shloshim is actually over. However, that is all the opinion of the Tanakhama. However, Abishol disagrees. He says, "Afilai sipa kodem regel, even if he didn't take the opportunity of taking a haircut before Yontif, mutal sapa achar regel, he could take the haircut after Yontif." Because Abishol's opinion is that the Shloshim is completely overridden. There's no more Shloshim if Yontif comes. And he explains, Shekshem Shemitza Shloshim, just says Abishol, just like the halacha of the three days that we spoke about, Vatel's Kzer Shiva, that if somebody kept Shiva for 3 days, then and now Yontif comes. After Yontif, he need not resume the Shiva. Kach mitzvah Shiva, so to the halacha of Shiva, v'atels gzeirah shloshim. And that means that since the shloshim was interrupted before, because of Yontif, once the shloshim was interrupted before Yontif, then the, because of Yontif, it's completely gone. And as Tosis points out, Abishol is disagreeing with the Tanakhama on 2 points. One is, the Tanakhama says that only, as we just learned, if you took a haircut before Yontif, fine. But if you didn't take a haircut before Yontif, you still have to wait till after the Shol, till after the Shloshim. And furthermore, even a person that could have taken a haircut before Yontif, the halach is that if he didn't, he could take a haircut after Yontif. Ask the Gemara, my Tamid Abishol, why is the halacha that the 7th day takes away the Shloshim? Lab Mishum the Ksava, Abishol says that the 7th day has the ability to take away the din of Shiva and also take away the din of Shloshim. But the question is, how could 1 day have this dual ability? The answer is, because the beginning of the day removes the Shiva obligations, and the end of the day removes the Shloshim obligations. So what do we see? That Yom Shiva, the 7th day, Oiloloi Lakan Lakan. Here too, what did Rav say in our shir? That if the baby's son was born on the 7th day, then Rav kept on saying in our shir, Yom Shvi Oiloloi Lakan Lakan. It should also be considered a day for his own Naziris, and also the day for the Naziris of a son. And that's exactly what Abishol said. So the Rishonim ask a question. Rishonim ask an important question. They ask, if the halacha is the Yom Shvi Oil Kan Al Kan, so the same thing that the 29th day of the Kfura should be the end of the Shloshim. Because we're saying that day number 7 could be both. And there are Rishonim that indeed hold that way. But they there are Rishonim that disagree, and that's the halacha. They say that Yom Shvi Oyle Kan Lakan, the halacha is because it's the end of the Shiva. But in the middle of the Shloshim, to say so, we can't. Moreover, he says, since the entire halacha of Shloshim is learned from Nazir, and Nazir, we're learning at least the way we Paskin, needs 30 days, so too Shloshim needs 30 days. Rabbi Chanan Zitzal explains that what is the basis of the Machlokes Tanakam B'Shol. Tanakam says that the halacha is Mixas Yoyim Kekulai, and therefore the seventh day could only be counted for the seventh day. So even though Mixas Yoyim Kekulai says that you don't have to keep Shiva the whole day, it's still the seventh day and it's not the eighth day. According to Abishol, Mixas Yom Kekula says that in the morning, which as we've been learning many times, you stop performing the Shiva. In the morning, when you stop performing the Shiva is over. And therefore, the balance of the day can be considered a day of the Shloshim. So, in other words, Rav Chanan says it, and Rav Chanan says this in a number of places in our Masechta, where we apply the concept of Mixas Yom Kekulai. How are we to understand Mixas Yom Kekulai? Are we to understand Mixas Yom Kekulai to mean that you need the whole day? You need this whole day, but there's a special halacha of Mixas Yom Kekulai that says that even though you need the whole day, the actual performance is adequate in the morning. What does Mixas Yom Kekulai mean to say that the day ends in the morning? Says the Gemara, and that is seemingly that Abishol is saying that the day ends in the morning, and therefore this day could be both a Shiva day and a Shloshim day. Ask the Gemara, Dilma Atkan Lekom Abishol, when did Abishol say this halacha, Elba Avelus Shiva, when we speak about Avelus Shiva in Shloshim, that which are only drabonon, but Nazir, which we're discussing in our shir, is a deraisa. Therefore, we can't compare the cases. So there's a very big discussion here. The Gemara is saying that Avelus is drabonon. The question is, what does that mean that Avelus is drabonon? Some say that the entire concept of Avelus is only medrabonon. Rashi, however, in Masechta Brachos, Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis, is of the opinion that Avelus of one day is Deraisa, as the Pasuk says, V'chgrisa k'yoyim dor, k'yoyim mar. The Rif and the Rambam hold the Avelus of the first day is Deraisa, if that was also the day when they buried the Nifter. So if there has been the two qualities, it was the day that the person died, and it was also the day in which he was buried, then we have Avelus Deraisa of that one day. But the Rosh, quoting Rabbeinu Tam, says that there's never a chiv of Avelus Deraisa. He says, what about the Pasuk that we just quoted, V'achrisa k'yoymar? He says that Pasuk of Achrisa k'yoymar is not referring to Hilchus Avelus. It's referring to Hilchus Aninus, that the halach is that an oval is not to eat meat or eat ma'isa sheni on the day of his relative's death. But the halach is of Shiva, would not apply. The Behag makes a very interesting point. He says, what happens if somebody lost a close relative for which he has to sit Shiva on the eighth day of Pesach or on the second day of Shavuos in Chutz La'aretz, where we keep eighth day of Pesach, or we keep Yom Tov Shalini Shel Golius, or in Simchas Torah? He says, if the Chiv Avelus on those days is the Raisa, the Chiv Avelus the Raisa supersedes the Chiv of Yom Tov, which on those days, Yom Tov is only Midrabonim. The Rosh, however, Paskins like Rebbeinu Tam. Since the Rosh Paskins like Rebbeinu Tam, the Avelus is never the Raisa. So here we have two competing drabonans. We have Avelus, which is a drabonan, and we have Yonta, which is a drabonan, and therefore, since they're both drabonans, the halacha is that one does not keep the Avelis even on Yontav Sheni Shagolis. But the Gemara goes back to Rav, who we spoke about. The Rav says that the 70th day could be a day for his own Naziris, of the 100-day Naziris, and for the 30-day Naziris because of his son. Whose opinion suggests the Gemara is Rav based on? It's based on Rav Yossi. The Torah speaks about a person who is a Zov. The Halach is that there's a Zov Tana. The Torah, this I have to emphasize, is a Din Midaraisa. The Halach changed Bizman Azeb, speaks about a woman's life as a cycle of 11 days and 7 days. During the stays that a woman, during the 7 days, the woman is a Nida. A Nida Midaraisa are during the 11 days are days of Nida, and a Nida Midaraisa, as long as she stops seeing Dam after 7 days, even though they weren't seeing, even though they weren't days of Ziva, even though they weren't days that she was clean, Midaraisa she could go to the mikveh. During the 11 days that a woman could become a Zava, if she sees Dam one day, the halacha is that as long as she's clean the next day, she's a Zava Ketana and she's fine. If she sees Dam for 3 consecutive days, she becomes a Zava Gedoyla and she has to wait Zayin Nekiyim. And after the Zayin Nekiyim on the 8th day, the halacha is she has to bring certain kabbonos. But if she only saw 1 or 2 days, she's Zava Ketana and she only has to keep 1 day Tohor to be fine. So the halacha is a woman who's in that category, that is a Zava Ketana. She did not see Dam for more than 2 days. Shemeres Yoyim Keneged Yoyim, that she only has to keep 1 clean day. So now the day she saw Erev Pesach, Dam, the next day is Erev Pesach. And now the question is, what is going to be her status tonight? So the halacha is, if they shachtu v'zok le b'sheni shalo, if they brought a Karm Pesach on her behalf, that means she saw Dam on Yud Gimel Nisan, and the Karm Pesach we know is brought on Yud Dal Nisan, and they brought the Karm Pesach on her behalf on Yud Dal Nisan with the assumption that tonight she'll be Torah and she'll be able to participate in the Karm Pesach. V'achach, and after they brought that Karm Pesach on Erev Pesach on her behalf, Rosa. So the halach is Rizu Ein Rechelis. Tonight she's Tameh because she saw Dam today and she's not Torah until tomorrow passes and she's clean. But Petur Melasas Pesach Sheni, she won't have to bring Pesach Sheni. And Gemara explains my Tam de Rabbi Yossi, Lam Shum Neksav Mixes Yom Kekulay, that once she started the second day and she was Torah at that point, then she, that means that this is a Torah day. If later on in the day she becomes Tameh, so that's Mekanam HaBong Matamah. That only affects what happens later. And therefore, at the beginning of the day, she was Tar, and therefore you could bring a Karm Pesach on her behalf. What happens afterwards, happens afterwards. And that's going to be the same, and Rav is going to hold like Rabbi Yossi, that just like the day, this day, can be considered partially Tameh and partially Tar, or better said, partially Tar and partially Tar, so too, Rav is going to say that the day, if the baby is born on day 70, it could be considered day 70, but also could be considered day 1. And they could have, because of that overlap, if it's 1 for the baby being born, it'll also be like day 71 for the Naziris. And you only want to have to keep till 99. And again, as I said earlier in our shir, the basis of the Machlokes Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanon is again how to understand Mixes Yom Kekulay. Does Mixes Yom Kekulay mean that the day is over? Or does Mixes Yom Kekulay mean that the Nahoga, what you have to do that day, is over? But it's not to say that the day is actually over in the morning. Ask the Gemara, is that Rabbi Yossi's opinion? Well, me sava Rabbi Yossi Hachi, ask the Gemara, is that Rabbi Yossi's opinion? But Tanya Rav, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Zav Bal Shteiris. So here we speak about a Zav who saw, a Zav is a male. And the Halach is a man who saw one emission is like a balkeri. The halacha balkeri is he goes to the mikvah and he's tummy until the night. And after night, after Harif Shemesh, the halacha is that he keeps his tahor. A zov that had two riyas, then the halacha is he has to keep zayin nekiyim. And on the seventh day, on the seventh clean day, he goes to the mikveh in the mei mayin in spring water, and he becomes tahor. If he saw three riyos, then the halacha is that he's also considered a full-fledged zov. He needs zayin nekiyim. And after the zayin nekiyim, when he goes to the mikveh on the seventh day, and he has hair of shemesh, on the eighth day, he brings two birds for a carbon, echad lechata, either shtei toirim, or shnei b'nei yoyna, echad lechatas, v'echad le'oyla. This braisa speaks about a zov of two riyas. And now, Erev Pesach falls on the seventh day. So the question is, tonight, he's going to be tahor. He only had two riyas. Since he only had two riyas, as long as he goes to the mikveh today, and he goes and he has Harif Shemesh, tonight he'll be tahor. So we bring a Karban Pesach on his behalf. Why not? Tonight, when we need to eat the Karban Pesach, he will be fine. Zobel Shteris, Sheshachtu Vizark Olav Bishvi, that on the seventh day they brought the Karbanos on his behalf. The Cain, continues the Braisa, Shemesh Yom Keneged Yom, the case that we just discussed, Sheshachtu Vizark Olav, that they brought the Karban Pesach on our behalf, Vakach, and then during the day, this male, in the case of the Zov, of Turias, the case of the woman who's a Shemeres Yom Kinyavim, Abish Metamim Mishka Moshe Lefreya. What happens is that anything they sat or later on becomes Tameh retroactively, because it turns out they weren't Tahor this day. Turn Lassus Pesach Sheni. They're part of the Pesach Sheni. So we see that Rabbi Yossi holds that that day is not considered a Tahor Digger day. Because if we say Mixus Yanka Kule says that the day is over, why before they had the Riya, will they become Tamei Lemafreya? Yes, once they have the Riya, the Halacha kicks in. Answers the Gemara, this thing that the Tamei Lemafreya is only Midrabanan. Hachinam Mistabra, it says the Gemara, that's what is meant, that they're only Tamei Lemafreya. This Akdatach, that Rabbi Yossi means to say that the Tamei Midaraisa, might turn the last Pesach Sheni. It should mean that they were Tamei that day. And if they were Tamei that day, a Karban Pesach that was brought on behalf of a person who's Tamei Midaraisa is meaningless. Says the Gemara, Loilam Emelok, the proof is not compelling. They are Tamei Midaraisa. But Tuma, Taim Deziva, here we don't know that they're going to be Tamei. We don't know that in the course of the day they're going to become Tamei. Hitiru. As far as Karban Pesach is concerned, there's a special kula called Tumas Tahaim. Tumas Tahaim means that you weren't aware of the Tumah. Tumah means buried deeply on the ground. And there's a special halacha regarding Karban Pesach that even if a person is Tamei, but his Tumah is a Tamei Tahaim, you could bring a Karban Pesach on his behalf. But that's a special rule regarding Hilchas Pesach. But that doesn't have anything to do with the question that if the person indeed has a riyah today, he's tummy the entire day, even retroactively. Vaf Rabbi Oishi Sava says the Gemara, even Rabbi Oishi agrees that the din, that the tummy, if they come tummy that day, they become tummy retroactively, is only midrabanan. The Tanya Rabbi Oishi Omer, Hara Zov B'Shvi Shaloi, if a Zov sees dam on the seventh day, Soisa Shalafonov, anything that happened till now, he has to redo. The Shiv and the Kiyim have to begin from scratch because he didn't have Zayin the Kiyim. Vamalei Rabbanan, and Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Yishya, Lo Yista El Yoymai, should only have to make up one day. Says the Gemara, what does Rabbi Yochanan mean with this claim? Manashach, Isasar, if we're saying that this is considered a Riyah, and since we're saying it's considered a Riyah, so he doesn't have Zayin Nekiyim. If he doesn't have Zayin Nekiyim, he should have to start from scratch. Kula Sosser. V'loy Sosser. And if you're going to say that since the seventh day began, and the seventh day began, he was tahor. That's all that we need. Then, and it's considered as if he had Zayin Nekiyim, and therefore it's not considered that the Zayin Nekiyim were interrupted. Then the halach is that he should be fine and shouldn't have to do over anything. El Eima, says the Gemara, what Rabbi Yochanan means to say, that even this day is not a problem. Why is this day not a problem? Because we say Mixas Yom Kekulai. And since we say Mixas Yom Kekulai, he started the day as Tahar. That's all I need to be able to say that this person is an individual that had Zayin Nekiyim. Vamale, and Rabbi Yoshi said to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yossi Koike Vasaich, your opinion that you now expressed is actually the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, Daim Mekanal Abba Matame. There is Tame Mekanal Abba. If the day started with him being Tar, it's considered a Tar day. And since it's considered a Tar day, like we learned, that's why you could bring a Karm Pesach during that time if they haven't seen Dam again. But ask the Gemara, haven't we learned the Rabbi Yoslem Afreyu Damar that says that if they see Dam on that day, they become Tame retroactively? Says the Gemara, and that's the point we're trying to make. Ma'ilam Afreya, what does that mean? Only Midrabonim. But Midaraisa, they're not Tame. If the day started and they were tar, even though they become tamei later, during the interval, they're tahor. Rabbi Yossi Michti, ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi holds, with explaining, the Mixas Yom Kekulai. So ask the Gemara, Zava Gemura, we spoke earlier that if a woman saw dam for three consecutive days, then she's a Zava Gedoila. And not only is she a Zava Gedoila, she has to wait Zayin Nekiyim, and after the Zayin Nekiyim, she has to bring a carbon, Hechem Mishkach Slay. How will you ever have it? Because every day, if the day starts tahor, so that means it's interrupted. Kivin dechanzi bepalga deyoyma, she saw in the middle of the day, idach palga deyoyma, and tomorrow she sees in the middle of the day. But once tomorrow comes, and she's tahor in the morning, and I apply the concept of mixas ayoyim kekulai, so today she's tahor. Now she becomes tummy in the afternoon, that's a new tumor. So how will she ever be Azava Gemura, Ida Palga Yom Sadeh Leishimer. The first half of the day that she didn't see Dam is a Tar day. So we don't have three consecutive days of Tumah. Answers the Gemara. One way of explaining, Ibai Seim the Koshofa Tlosu Yom Ba'ad Adadi, that the case where a woman will be considered Tamei is that she sees for three full consecutive days. And the Shita says it doesn't have to be three full consecutive days. As long as she started seeing before the end of the first day, and then she saw the entire second day, and then she saw for the beginning of the third day, that's considered as if she saw three consecutive days. Vibay Seima, the Chazi Tlosa Yoima, she saw three consecutive days every day right before the Shkia, Samach L'Shkia Sechama. So she saw, let's say it's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. She saw Sunday evening before the Shkia, into the night. And so too that happened on the second day, and so too it happened on the third day. When can I say Mixas Yom Kekulai? I say Mixas Yom Kekulai if Monday morning comes and she's tahor. But here, what happened is, we have three consecutive days. Since she saw Sunday night, so that's considered day one. Now that day went into the night, so it's already day two. And when she saw on the next day, right before the Shkia, and that went into the next night, that's considered the loy that she had three consecutive days. Since every day she's tame at the beginning and the end of the day, loy have a shos, there's never time to solak l'minyonai. In other words, we want to apply Mixas Yom Kekulai. But we only can apply Mixas Yom Kekulai if at the beginning of the day she's tahor. Here, day Sunday, to repeat, she was taught at the end of, she saw Dam at the end of the day. So that's certainly day one. Then tonight came. Once tonight came, at the beginning of tonight, she's Tamei, so I can't apply Mixas Yom Kekulai. And then the same thing happened from Monday going into Tuesday. So you have three consecutive days where I can't, and therefore, even if I say Mixas Yom Kekulai, here when she saw the Dam, it was at the time where I would want to apply Mixas Yom Kekulai. But what happened was at the time that Rabbi Yossi wants to apply Mixas Yom Kekulai, she was seeing Dam. And that prevents us from being able to apply the concept of Mixas Yom Kekulay. Hanu l'chareni nazar, hanu l'chareni nazar, hanu l'chareni nazar.